Call me Analog Joe. Just keep it analog, buddy. That's the way I roll. Don't need no algorithm. I take my rhythm with me where I go. You see, I got a watch in my pocket, and all it does is tell the time. Got a little clock face. Buster, that suits me fine. I don't need to put my glasses on just to see that it's 9:30. Don't need no digital reminder to tell me when to take my pill. I don't need no app to figure the tip on my waiter's bill. I don't take no telephone movies cause I ain't no Cecil B. DeMille. Analog, analog, call me Analog Joe. Buster, that's the way I roll. Don't need no algorithm, I take my rhythm with me where I go. Guitar to sing my analog blues. Just give me 20 digits. I call them fingers and toes. Fingers play the music, keep the toes tapping as I go. Here I go. Just one thing I want you to hear. Don't send me no digital flowers. Spare me the virtual tears. Just show up at my wake and drink my good old analog beer. Analog, analog, call me Analog Joe. Analog, analog, Buster, that's the way I roll. Just keep your algorithms, I'll take my rhythm with me when I go. Yeah, I go.
We'll be right back. company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clark EN, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. Joel Mabus getting us started with Analog Joe. A great mix of acoustic music and family fun and puzzles. All morning long, we have a couple stories from the WQED Writers Contest for 2022 today. Lydia, in third grade, has a story called The Dog Sledding Team at 7 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, Write My Future, an original story by Shreyas, who is in second grade. Also at 7:50, Morgan Hawkins will preview Like a Rainbow, a concert by the Renaissance City Choir, taking place today and tomorrow at East Liberty Presbyterian Church. At 8:20, Carrie Lowry will talk about Board Game Night and Teen Discord at Bridgeville Library and South Fayette Township Library. At 10:30, SLB Youth reporters Lance Wilhelm and Jules Smallis will have a report on last week's Juneteenth celebration. Also between 10 and 11 o'clock today, we have musicians from Pittsburgh Music Academy and One Hood. And then finally at 11 o'clock today, just after 11, live folk music and conversation with Emily Pinkerton of the Early Maze, with details about their show tonight at Song Space at First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh and their brand new release, all on today's Saturday Light Brigade. Our pop quiz coming up.
I watch you reading a book. I get to thinking that our love's a polished stone. You give me a long, drawn look. I know pretty soon you're gonna leave our home. And of course I might, especially when I'm thinking from the heart. But life don't clickety-clack down the straight line track. It comes together and it comes apart. You say you hope I'm not the kind to make you feel obliged to go, ticking through your time with a pain look in your eyes. You give me the furniture, we'll divide the photographs. Go out to dinner one more time. Have ourselves a bottle of wine and a couple of laughs. First you left, stayed so sad I couldn't sleep. I know love's a gift, the thought of yours was mine, something that I could keep. Now I realize time is not the only compromise. Bird in the hand could be an all-night stand between the blazing fire and the pocket of sky. So I hope I'm not the kind to make you feel obliged to go ticking through your time with a pained look in your eyes. I covered the furniture, framed the photographs. Went out to dinner one more time. Had myself a bottle of wine, couple of laughs. Just the other day I got your letter in the mail. I'm happy for you, it's been so long. You've been wanting a cabin and a backwoods trail, and I think that's great. Me, I seem to find myself in school. It's all okay, just want to say I'm so relieved we didn't do it cruel. It ain't life, Brooke. When I get to feeling like a polished stone, give me a long, drawn look. It's kind of a drag to find yourself alone. Sometimes I might, especially when I'm waiting on your heart. But life don't clickety-clack down a straight line track. It comes together and it comes apart.
'Cause I know you're not the kind to make me feel obliged to go ticking through my time with a pain. Look in my eyes, I sold the furniture, I put away the photographs. Went out to dinner one last time, had myself a bottle of wine and a couple of laughs.
Wasn't it fine?
Greg Brown and Bill Morrissey getting us started on today's Saturday Light Brigade. Nice to have you meeting Ricky and me so early this morning. Our pop quiz coming up in just moments, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. And we'll have that in just a moment. Nice week here at SLB and at home. Our slate roof saga continues, although we had a couple estimates. Everything is relatively fine. I was talking to you about that last week around this time. A bit of flashing blew off the house. Puts things in perspective. That's been fixed, and now the maintenance I probably should have done right around the beginning of the pandemic is scheduled to be done. When you have a slate roof, you have a relationship with your roof, not to mention your roofer. WQED was here last week to do a video shoot with Morgan McCrae and yours truly for a Teachable Moments video. We'll let you know when that debuts. We talked about the art of the interview. We also spent time this week with the Playful Pittsburgh Collaborative last night. Propel Schools had an event that we were proud to be a part of. We made preparations for Radcast, a new podcast series where teens will be covering organizations. That are part of the regional asset district program. And we spent a lot of time this week getting ready for activities for what Pittsburgh Public Schools calls Summer Boost. It was Summer Dreamers Academy years ago, and we are now, I believe, in our 12th year of working in that program. This year we'll be at Pittsburgh Langley, Pittsburgh Obama, and Pittsburgh Arlington, and we're excited to serve those schools. Here's hoping you had a good week. Those are some of the things happening in our world this week. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for this morning's pop quiz. Block is a five-letter word that starts with B and ends in K. B, L-O-C-K. Can you name five more? And if that's too easy, see if you can come up with 10. We're looking for five-letter words that start with B and end in K, like the word block does. Your words must be five letters exactly. I was going to say they all have to be one syllable, but I can actually think of at least one five-letter word starting in B and ending in K that is two syllables. There might be more than one, but I can think of one. Do you have any? Share your answers with us. You can even try using them in a sensible sentence if you care to. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Or 1-888-752-7234. Call's coming in already. It's good to see that you're wide awake this morning. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Five-letter words starting with B and ending in K. The Early Mays are in concert tonight. They have a brand new release, which is called Prettiest Blue. They'll be playing songs from it. Also, Emily Pinkerton will be here just after 11 o'clock to talk about the new release and also play some songs live. Here's a track from the new EP.
If a man has money today, people don't care. if he has Coco Bay. If a man has money today, people don't care if he has Coco Bay. He can commit murder and get off free, live in the governor's company. But if you are poor, people tell you, shoo, a dog is better than you. Whiskey, cloth, earring, and diamond ring. Send it to your home on a motorbike. You can pay the bill whenever you like. And not a soul will ask you a thing. They know very well that money is king.
Holla. And money is king. And the early Mays before that. From the album Prettiest of Blue. My home's across the blue mountains. We're in the midst of our pop quiz this morning. 412-200-5975 if you would like to share. Five-letter words that begin with B and end in K. You could even make up some. I'll share the words that have come in thus far momentarily. Hello to Stu in McCandless. Stu, glad you are up early. He has boink, brick, brink, brisk, and brusque. Great words. Good morning to Bob in Washington. Tom created a sentence. He is in McCandless. Brock Lee was on the brink and listened to Blink when he went to Dick Blick, the art store near the Brisk Brook, to select a black blank brick to use as a doorstop, but he did not catch a break and had to settle for a balloon instead. Tom and Barb, as always, solve these puzzles together in their Stallstown home. Blink, brink, black, bleak, and break. But then they started seeing if they could keep it going by changing one letter at a time. So they started with block, replaced the L with an R to Brock, and then replaced the O in Brock to make brick. Similarly, they went from block to Brock to Brook, a game within a game. Leslie in Oakland has blink, brick, bleak, black, brisk, blank, blank, break, brink, and brook. Maureen and Lou, their first five, black, bleak, break, brook, and brink. Then they added four more with brisk, blink, blank, and brick. Neil is in Greencastle, Pennsylvania, with bleak, break, black, block, brook, brink, blank, blank, brick, and brisk, not to mention brusk, brock, and brack. I wouldn't have believed it, but they're all legit, writes Neil. Tommy in Virginia shows that he has no writer's block. Did you balk at the brink of Black Brook to take a break from your brisk walk by the brick wall? But I could tell by the blank look on your face and the blink of your eye that the day seemed bleak. Jim calls this puzzle the BK Broiler. Black, brick, brisk, blank, blank, brink, block, bleak, break. Oh, here's a good one. This would be another two-syllable one. It's not the one I was thinking of. Buick. Miles Zuckerman is playing along. He has black, brick, blick, blank, blank, brink, boink, brock, blonk, and blunk. He said I was struggling for the last two, but I got him. Kimberly has black, blank, blank, break, brisk, and brick. And Jeff in Squirrel Hill has black, brisk, brook, blank, brick, brink, blank, break, bleak, and brusk. Cheryl has break, brook, brisk, brink, brick, blank, blank, bleak, and black. Dr. Nelson Harrison has black, bleak, break, brick, blank, and blank. And here is an anonymous listener whose phone number ends in 28, who got the two-syllable one that I had thought of, and I was wondering if anybody else was going to get this two-syllable one. Brick, brook, brink, brisk, blank, blank, break, bleak, black, brack, and he or she also has batik, B-A-T-I-K. That's artwork on an inked fabric, batik, B-A-T-I-K. Linda has black, blank, blank, prick, and break. And finally, Sue in South Park has bleak, break, brook, black, and blank. Jim and Blackridge just in with break, bleak, brink, blank, and black. And Rich in Edinburgh, good morning, Rich. Blank, brink, block, break, and a blank. What a fun pop quiz, and there are still a few answers popping in. Anthony has black, break, brick, blink, and Bjork. Beautifully done. Just when you thought there weren't any more. Oh, and here's Andrew Laswell with Brook, Bleak, Blink, Brink, and Brick. More fun to come with our Hysteriddle, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations, plus internet radio stations and streaming services, including Tube City Online at WMCK.FM at Keysport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, Colorado, Audio Now, where you can listen by phone at 515-605-9542, and TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and slbradio.org/radio.
Took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to pull the monkey off his back. The monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Hey, listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." The buzzer told the monkey, "You are choking me. Release your hold, I'll set you free." The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said, "Your story's touching, but it sounds like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top."
From his new album, 12th of June, and a song I suspect you recognize. Our History Riddle is right around the corner and will give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
He was born in Bengal, India, on June 25th, 1903, and named Eric Arthur Blair. Although he attended prep school in England, his essay, Such Were the Joys, revealed he was not very happy there. He adopted a new name in 1928 when he decided a professional writing career he would seek. One of his most famous books introduced terms like memory hole, thought police, and news speak. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234 to take a guess on our history riddle. Good luck. Here is our history riddle. One more time, he was born in Bengal, India on June 25th, 1903, and named Eric Arthur Blair. Although he attended prep school in England, his essay, Such Were the Joys, reveals he was not very happy there. He adopted a new name in 1928 when he decided a professional writing career he would seek. One of his most famous books introduced terms like memory hole, thought police, and news speak. 412-200-5975. Good luck. There is room for your call at 412-200-5975. Holly in Oakland just got the correct answer. And we'll leave the puzzle open for you for a little bit. Thank you.
I'm a souvenir of time well spent, well spent. When they ask you how you live, you can tell them you were gold.
At the high road, I get up there once in a while. But my toes knows nothing but my friends downtown, and my eyes been looking for a smile. Oh, the grocery store ain't much fun no more, though we used to get crazy sometimes. And the street light used to make me feel alright when there was someone there to hold you tight. Oh, road runner, you run so slow, you're the best damn friend that I ever do know. When the sun goes down and the bottle gets low, I'll get up and follow you wherever you go. I always know that there's a fire that's a burning up there. I ain't got no money, but I got good friends and a couple of arms and a couple of hands, and I can go uphill and back down again. And if you're looking for somebody, probably won't find them. Oh, road runner, you run so slow, you're the best damn friend that I ever did know. When the sun goes down and the bottle gets low, I'll get up and follow you wherever you go.
Imagine that, a road runner.
Bones pointing at the high road, but there ain't no light up there. Just the sumac trees and a cool night breeze. Guess I'll head on down the stairs. Well, if you're on the roof, you better check the wind, cause if you let her rip, you might be on a friend. You can apologize till the cows come in. That's a terrible way for our story to end. So pay attention if you're listening. I ain't ever gonna sing it again. No, one plus one ain't got no end when you're sitting by the fire with you. Oh, road runner, you run so slow, you're the best damn friend that I ever did know. When the sun goes down and the bottle gets low, I'll get up and follow you wherever you go.
That's the Brother Brothers here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And you also heard Ferris and Jason Romero with a tune called Souvenir. Here, one more time, is this morning's history riddle. He was born in Bengal, India, on June 25th, 1903, and named Eric Arthur Blair. That's enough, perhaps. Although he attended prep school in England, his essay, Such Were the Joys, reveals he was not very happy there. He adopted a new name in 1928 when he decided a professional writing career he would seek. One of his most famous books introduced terms like memory hole, thought police, and news speak. 412-200-5975. Holly in Oakland got the correct answer. So did Tommy in Virginia. He said Thought Police did it. Larry in Elwood City, welcome home to Van and him. They got the correct answer. Dan in Clarion got it. Bob in Freedom, Pennsylvania got the correct answer. Wes Jones, good morning. He is in Old Washington. He got the right answer and mentioned that his government teacher in high school required the reading of the work referenced in the Hister Riddle. And what a book it was, he said. Jim in Blackridge got the correct answer. And Fred mentions that Linda is sleeping. He snuck into her account and answered, or at least her email, and came up with the correct answer as well. And so did Bruce, who joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing well, all in all. And
well, as soon as the first sentence out of your mouth was born in Bengal, India, I immediately knew the answer before you went any further.
And that's enough for a lot of people, and Eric Arthur Blair, too, as his original name. And you came up with it pretty quickly. Who is it?
It is George Orwell.
George Orwell, indeed. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you.
And you mentioned some of the phrases in that book that have entered the common, you know, nomenclature, and there are so many others, too. The 2-Minute Hate.
It's, yeah, it's amazing. What are some of the others?
Well, 2-Minute Hate, I read that he actually got that from a cartoon in a newspaper that during World War One, it showed a German family sitting down for breakfast, and the caption was, sitting down for the 2-Minute Hate.
Wow.
And then this is good. He worked for the BBC, and Room 101, which in the book was where the worst thing in the world was a room that was in the BBC building in London, where he had to sit through many, many, many terrible meetings. So he wrote that. Actually, there was a reproduction of that room in a museum in England. I don't think it's there anymore.
Wow. No, didn't he have Doublethink? Was that one of his?
Doublethink, yes. There were so many. Newspeak, Ingsoc.
Big Brother was one.
Big Brother. They went to the 2-Minute Hate, and the soundtrack was the sound as if it were a giant piece of machinery running with no oil.
I have to reread the book, I think. It's been a while. And there's a few, but it's amazing. I mean, Orwellian has become a term. We all kind of know what that means. And
the other thing they said was, who controls the present controls the past. Who controls the past controls the future.
Mm.
And that's why Winston Smith was the protagonist in the book, worked at the, he worked at the Ministry of Truth, I believe, and what he did was spend his entire day rewriting history. And he would go through old newspapers, and of course there was they talked a lot about things that they didn't exist then but do exist now, like telescreens and surveillance cameras.
It's amazing.
And, he was pretty accurate as far as how these things were going to work, but Winston Smith spent his day going through old newspapers, removing old photographs and old news stories and replacing them with new photographs and new news stories so that the present history would comport with the past.
Yeah.
So you go, like, I'm going to go back and look at an old newspaper because I think I remember something different, but then you went back and it would be exactly as it was described now.
It's an amazing book. It's an incredible work when you think about it. It's making me want to reread it.
The concept, and then in 1984, there were only three countries, and the United States would have been part of Eurasia, or no, what part? Yeah, Oceania would have been the United States. And England was no longer a country. It was now called Airstrip One. Because it was, you know, it was part, it's basically a landing spot for military going into war with the other two countries. Was Oceania, was a war with East Asia and Eurasia. But then, you know, in the middle of the book, the opponents changed. Oceania allied with the one and then went to war with the other. So they just rewrote history as if they had always been like that.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was very, you know, conceptually, I don't know how many, he wrote the Animal Farm also. I'm not sure how many books he wrote, but that must have been a heck of a piece of you know, conception to think about it all and write it.
Oh, absolutely. Just incredibly gifted writer who you just wonder what he would be thinking were he alive today.
Oh, brother, would you ever? And it's not a huge book either in volume. It's not real big.
Yeah, relatively short. You're making me want to read it and maybe watch the movie, too. He died at the age of 46, so a relatively short life and a huge impact.
Richard Burton, that was his last movie he was in before he passed away, was a film version of 1984, although it was filmed more than once.
Yeah. Well done. A charge to you. And that might just be a good book to relax with today, now that I think about it.
You know what? If you picked it up after the show, you probably could be done with it by 6.
I think you're right. Thanks, Bruce.
All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Take care. Just an amazing book. Tom's got the right answer, too. Tom, hello. Bruce is a tough act to follow, but you can do it. I know you
can
do it.
I wanted to give another clue for the answer
before
I give you the answer.
Sure.
His son was on Larry's show around 4 years ago.
His son? Okay, hang on.
Wasn't he here because of... Prime Stages.
Oh, right, play. Right. Yes, he was. I forgot all about that. His son, that's right. His son, was it only 4 years ago? Wow.
Well, I think it's easy to lose track of time. You know?
I'd have to look that up to be sure, but that's right. Prime Stage was doing... a show, and I'm looking for his son's name now as we're talking, but he was here to visit. Richard Blair is his son. You've got a very good memory. That did not go in the memory hole. Richard Blair is, that's exactly who he was. Well done. Animal Farm and 1984 are just, they're both incredible books, aren't they? Just
well, there's a couple other books that he wrote. One was about his, because he was a policeman in Burma, and he wrote a book out about his because that was a British colony at the time, and he wrote a book about, I think it was there in 1919, 1920, but he kind of wrote a book about his experiences there. And then he also wrote one called Down and Out in London and Paris, or Down and Out in Paris and London. And I think it was a fictional account of him kind of surviving. I remember the big part of the book was he worked in a big restaurant in Paris down in the basement. And he talked about, you know, the long hours and, you know, different things like that. And I thought that was a very good book. And then he also wrote one on the Spanish Civil War, because he participated in the Spanish Civil War in the 1930s, and it was called Homage to Catalonia. Is it Catalonia?
Catalonia.
That was an interesting book also. But I know, I think I wrote Red 1984 a long time ago, but I'm not 100% sure.
It's amazing. Somebody mentioned reading it in 1979 as part of a English class. Wes, it was out in Old Washington, and reading that book in 1979, he said, was really something. And it is an amazingly prophetic book.
And then somebody recently wrote a book called Orwell's Roses. Huh. And apparently he bought a house in 1935 and he planted these roses there. And so this woman, I guess around 2016, 17, went there to see if the roses were still alive. And the roses were still there, but I don't think she could really be sure that those were the same roses that he had planted. And so the book was about roses and Orwell.
Interesting. It would be hard to prove. You're right.
But, I guess if you did a generic test, I don't know. Is it a generic test?
Yeah, or you do some sort of test to see if they came from the same, or like a dating test or something.
Well, since they're 80 years old, you might do it a geriatric test. You know?
Yeah, I could see that. That makes sense. Well, thank you. It'd be a little thorny, but it would work.
Yeah. That would be thorny, yes.
Thanks, Tom. And congratulations to you if you came up with the correct answer. I think I've mentioned everybody who came up with it. Actually, Cal Waddle also came up with the correct answer just now, playing along on Facebook. George Orwell, who we were looking for this morning. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up. In our next hour. This group is called Edna's Kin. Hot Dog, the song. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations, WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. Now it's time for a story from the WQED Writers Contest. Lydia has a story for you this morning. Here she is.
Hi, my name is Lydia. I'm 9 years old and I live in Venetia, PA. The name of my story is The Dog Sledding Team. Sizzle, the pot was boiling. Lucy sprinted over to get the pot. Then, ow, the pot was scalding hot and Lucy's hand feeling was on fire. She ran outside and stuck her hand in the soft, sparkling blanket of snow. Lucy looked down to the distance. What a sight it was. The mountain peaks glistened in the moonlight. These nights were the best. Lucy loved it here in Utah. She completely forgot about her steaming hot hand and the boiling water inside. Lucy felt like she was in another world. Lucy stood up and looked at her hand. It looked as if nothing had happened. She walked into her little cabin. The pot of water had cooled down. She continued to make her meal. When she was done cooking, she sat and ate alone. She started to notice that she was alone a lot, and it started to catch up to her. She needed company, so she decided to look for puppies. She was mostly looking for a husky. Lucy wanted a dog that would enjoy the snow. Ring, ring! Lucy's phone rang. She picked it up excitedly. It was the breeder of the husky puppies. Lucy was ecstatic. She couldn't wait to go see them. Names filled Lucy's head. She drove for hours, but it was worth it. The puppies were beautiful. One of them had black and white stripes down her back. Lucy decided to name her May. She loved playing and cooking with May, but her favorite activity was dog sledding. One day, Lucy decided to make a dog sledding team. She acquired more dogs and trained for many years until it was time to compete. It was the Iditarod, the biggest dog sledding competition in Alaska. Lucy was ready. Hike! Lucy yelled. The dog started to run. The Iditarod went on for days. Lucy worked hard until she could see the finish line. She was astonished. She had won. She gave all the credit to her dogs. She never felt alone again. Someday in my future, I would love to see the Iditarod race.
Here, another story at 10 o'clock this morning as we salute the WQED Writers Contest and this year's honorees.
One, two, one, two, three.
Brown was taking the air. He locked up the barnyard with the greatest of care. Out in the hen house, something stirred. When he hollered, "Who's there?" This is what he heard. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep, then you bust in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around, you're shaking the ground. You're kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep, and you bust in and hobble, 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 hobble. It's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens.